every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for any of the A's.
No A's at all?
No. F and A.
NSA?
No.
God forbid.
Matter of fact, you mentioned NSA. We're liable to get... We'll be recording. You won't think it's seagulls, but you'll hear something flying overhead. A little drone-y sound.
The drones don't make sounds. Other than that whistling sound as the missile leaves.
Yeah, that'll be it. The former world-famous Laguna Beach studio.
Yeah.
It'll look like a scene out of Iron Man 3, where we're tumbling down the cliffside into the water. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
How was your day, Shelley?
Fine, thank you.
That's
elaborate.
It?
Please.
Wow. We went to see Baby Elliot and Courtney and Joe.
All right.
I had lobster eggs Benedict.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No.
And I mopped the kitchen floor.
And seared ahi something or other. And
yes. I had an ahi.
Calamari.
Ahi, and raw ahi tuna, avocado tower, and cappuccino ice cream.
And then some seared ahi tuna as well, appetizer.
You had a
little bit.
You had a good day.
Well, that was lunch.
That's just a good eating day.
Yeah, well, we didn't eat dinner, so.
We had 3 hours of driving in there, too.
Oh, nice.
Plus, the entire mountainside out there is on fire.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't bad today because it rained last night. Because last week when we were out there, or a few days ago, it was when I was out there, it was snowing ash everywhere. Horrific.
I hate that.
Bunch of addicts on the side of the road picking it up off the
trying to snort it.
I don't like when there's a fire and there's all the ash in the air because all I keep thinking is it's somebody else's house, somebody's life, somebody's whatever is floating down in my garden. And it's depressing.
I'm pretty sure it's someone's weed patch.
Ooh. Is that a free pass?
Be like the thing from the Cocaine Anonymous book where the guy finds coke and he wants to like throw it up and then, you know, throw it out in the desert. And I'm thinking, what if a breeze came in? It's like he could have like...
Sent the whole group out.
Nailed everyone at the same time.
Everyone on the north has time. Everyone on the west is newcomers.
Yeah, all the guys that are upwind, you still have your time. So, how was your day, Mark?
My day was good. Went to the circus.
Really?
Wriggling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Really?
Yep.
You haven't done that in a long time.
Debbie and I took her nephew and niece.
That's nice.
Had a nice time.
If you ever have Circus Vargas come by, I can get tickets.
Good to know.
That is good to know, because you know what?
What?
And even Circus Vargas, it's not that cheap to go to the circus.
No, it's not.
I was like, I think when I saw the Circus Vargas thing, which is probably not as expensive as Ringling Brothers, and they had different seats. I mean, it was like going to like the Forum. You could pay for different seats, and I think some of them were like 25 and some were 50, and I was like, it's the circus. We used to go for like $2.
I got free tickets. We ate before we went, so I only spent $72 there today.
You spent $72 at the circus, and the tickets were free?
Tickets were free, and we ate lunch on before we got there.
That's awesome.
The $14 cotton candy with the $8 popcorn was a real treat.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
And the $8 per cup ice cream.
Shelley and I have done that before where when the kids were still living with us, they say, we're going to go to the movies, and we're going to do the whole movie thing. We're going to do the movie. We're going to get a hot dog and a soda and a popcorn.
Uh-huh.
So it's like $14 a piece to get in the movie.
Uh-huh.
So we're like $56 in entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then like $70 in refreshments for like four hot dogs, four sodas, and four popcorns. I'm like, are
and
you
nachos.
Effing ca- Oh, yeah, and nachos. But it's like, dude.
Did you forget my candy?
Yeah, killing. Well, you know what that means.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Foley skills.
Intact.
Intact.
Okay.
Up to snuff.
Now we have shout-outs to Bill, Phil, Donald, Brian.
Who's Brian?
Some guy. He was going to come and stay, but...
I heard.
Bill, by the way, hope you're feeling okay, man.
What's up with
Bill?
Want
to check up on you? He's just a little under the weather.
Oh.
And so we're going to send some Recovery 101 lovins to him.
All right, well, a little love to our show sponsor.
Did I give a shout-out last time to Franz Bird?
No.
To Franz Bird?
Yes.
We're
no,
giving Franz
I don't
Bird?
Believe so. I think I would remember that.
And now I've forgotten the name of the bird. But Franz I was supposed bird. To. Fran, I'm thinking of your bird. Her bird passed away.
Oh. What kind of bird was it?
I don't know. I forgot. She emailed me. I read the email. I said, sure, I will give you your birdie a shout out on the show. And I completely forgot the name. And I feel bad now. So.
As you should.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the bird's still dead.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, of course, we have the obvious story that everybody sent me. The guy from Glee, Corey Monteith, that died of a combination of heroin and alcohol.
And he's still dead.
And he's still dead.
There's no Glee.
Heroin and alcohol, what a lightweight.
That's as far as they know. That's the obvious stuff. They're still waiting on the toxicology report. There may have been other issues. So we don't know. But
do you
is
need
it,
any
I
other
know.
Issues?
Yeah. Is I it, think alcohol and heroin will do it.
I think yeah.
That's a wrap.
You know what's really sad, though? His last public statement was via Twitter, and it was, and I quote, "What the crap is a Sharknado?"
Oh.
Last thing ever for this guy to talk about on Twitter is the sci-fi original movie Shark. And you know what? I downloaded it to watch it because, you know, it was on regular sci-fi channel. Yeah. You could watch it anyway. Wow. It couldn't have been worse.
About doing more of them.
Normally, I would say it couldn't have been worse.
But it could be.
No, I really don't think so. I think I'm correct. I don't think it could have been worse. It was horrible. Had Tara Reid in it. Had another guy who's in various TV stuff. Like, you'd recognize him. You'd look at him. You'd go, dude, it's not like you have a stellar career, but why are you in Sharknado?
They're doing a sequel.
Yeah. It was horrible.
They're doing more Sharknados to come.
Oh, dude. Well, the other one, what was the other one? They did one recently right before Sharknado that... Sharktopus.
Sharktopus.
Yes, the peanut gallery immediately comes up with Sharktopus. Yeah, and you know what?
When's the X-rated parody of that come out?
Yeah, dude. and it's the Science Channel. And I'm like, not only are the special effects bad.
It's not the Science Channel. It's the Sci-Fi Channel.
Okay, it's the Sci-Fi Channel. And the special effects are horribly bad.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what's really sad, though, is how quickly Zach knew which one it was.
Oh, no. I knew, but I couldn't remember.
Okay, we are moving on to Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
It's beautiful there this time of year.
Yeah. We were looking up at, I'm sorry, Shelley, but we were looking up at work, homes for sale in Detroit. You can buy a home for a dollar.
Yeah, but you got to pay the back taxes.
There's some houses that they'll even give you $150,000, which I don't know where they're coming up with this because they're bankrupt, but they'll give you $150,000 to renovate it. But they're like on blocks where nobody else lives and there's no streetlights and there's no services and there's this entire city is dead.
You take the whole block for $10 and you put up a big fence.
Somebody's jumping on it, you know that.
Well, a lot of these houses are like, they don't even look that bad, except for they're all burned up, which means they've all had guys living in them. Crack dudes. Sorry, Shelley. Tell us what's happening in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Are we back to me now?
Yes.
All right. I guess I got to wake up.
She was sleeping during our repartee.
This is an object lesson in don't mess with the elderly because they will F you up.
Awesome. Sounds like a hero of the week.
Do you want to do the... You might want to.
What?
I'll give you a single. We'll give you a single.
Margaretta Wolfe. She's 96 years old. 96.
Already a hero.
She owns a neighborhood grocery store that has been in her family, bearing the family name. It's Wolf's Grocery, for 54 years.
Try and rob her?
Yes. Guy comes in with a gun, wants to rob the store. She says, and I'm quoting her here, "I'm not opening up that cash register, and that's it. I'm not opening it. You can have all the Tootsie Rolls you want, but I'm not opening that cash register."
Nice.
Beautiful.
So then the guy pulls a knife. I don't know why. So he's got a gun and a knife.
Yeah. She goes, "I'm old. Go ahead."
No, she's 96 years old. So he pulls a knife. So now he's got a gun and a knife, and he told her to walk into the back of the store, and she said, and I'm quoting her, "I'm not walking no place. I'm standing right here."
This woman's at peace with her maker.
Yeah.
So then he puts the knife on the counter and starts to reach in his pocket again, and she said, "I'll press a button and somebody will be here in a second." So then he looked around, he spotted the security cameras, and left.
That's awesome.
He started with a gun.
Yes.
Why was he downgrading from that?
To the knife?
I wondered
that as well.
Which just goes to show, you know, when you're 96 years old, you don't have a lot to lose. It's like, you've lived your life. You've done it all.
Been spending God's money for a couple of years.
Well, you're not putting up with any crap at that age.
It reminds me of Seven Psychopaths. Did you see it?
Yes.
Seven Psychopaths.
I can't remember the guy's name.
Shelley.
Kill it, Shelley. That a girl.
Who's the more cowbell guy? More cowbell.
I can't whack my nose.
He was in Seven Psychopaths.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. The guy says, you know, put up your hands. And he goes, no. And he goes, but I've got a gun. And he goes, so?
Yeah.
Just see this little woman.
That is kind of a dumb question. It's like, put up your hands. I've got a gun. Well, you could shoot me whether my hands are up or not. So why should I? Why am I doing calisthenics in the desert? You're going to shoot me anyway.
No.
Okay, we are going to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and this one does deserve a Hero of the Week.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I mean, not that Margaretta didn't, but this one really does.
Jocelyn, like, it's so regal sounding.
This takes place in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Jocelyn Rojas, 5 years old.
Oh, awesome. We got a 96-year-old and a 5-year-old.
She's not the hero.
Okay.
She was abducted by a stranger, a man, an elderly. They're calling it an elderly man, but it's between the ages of 50 and 70.
That's not elderly.
Thanks.
They haven't found the suspect.
That's not elderly.
But the story says elderly, but it's not.
Wow.
At any rate.
That sucks.
He held out ice cream for her. She, you know, no. And he grabbed her and threw her into his van. Two kids, Tamar Boggs and Chris Garcia, thought they had seen the van. They were told about this like a few minutes later when the cops were called. You know, somebody saw the guy driving off. So they get on their bikes and go riding around the neighborhood looking for the van that they saw, spot the van at a stop sign, and start pedaling like mad after the van. The guy that abducted the little girl, the little girl's bouncing around in the van, you know, help, help. The guy sees the kids on the bikes, like pedaling for all they're worth, pulls over, kicks the kid out of the van, and drives off.
Nice job.
Yeah, so the kids saved the little girl because I guess he didn't want to be identified, so they're still looking for him.
He doesn't want to be, like, he's not going to be identified anyway.
Yeah.
They see that van again.
Yeah, he's the elderly guy in the white van.
Yeah, he's like 50 years old.
I wonder if it was a white
van.
The
old guy. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I had a Jack in the Box employee give me a discount.
You did?
I said, "What kind of discount?" And she looked, and she kind of had a weird look on her face. She goes, "Well, just a discount." I said, "Is this like a discount that you would give to a senior?" And she goes, "No."
Yes.
And I said, "How old would someone have to be to get this discount?" And she goes, "You know, however old they say." And I go, "Maybe 65? And she's like, "Maybe. I don't know." And I said, "Well, because I'm nowhere near that." And then my friend James comes up and goes, "Hi, Dad." Bastard. He's like 42 or something. Yeah, it was sad.
Was your brother Roger there, too?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
in Sandy, Utah. So we know where this story came from. A lot of stuff happens in Sandy.
Sandy, Utah? Is that near San Diego?
No, it's just Sandy. Victor Stephen Robinson.
Three names.
Well, yes, but I'm not sure. Well, yeah, actually, okay, now I see the
There's
last
drugs
part.
Involved.
There are drugs involved. Yes, 24 years old. He was charged with three counts of child rape, three counts of child endangerment. So six counts altogether. He friended a 13-year-old girl on Facebook in November, but then this last month, he got caught. The girl said that they had had sex at least three times. Like they would get together, and the worst part is he would inject her with heroin and then have sex with her while she was high.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a big one on the heroin, but heroin's kind of like a downer drug. I mean, I don't know.
No.
You could guarantee. It seems like one of those drugs you could guarantee that someone would just lay there. I mean, I don't mean that in a flippant. I don't mean that in a flippant way. I'm just thinking it's like.
She's 13.
Because it's heroin. It's heroin. People nod off in heroin. It's not like they slammed her up with speed or something. I mean, it's heroin. Not that it's any better. Don't misunderstand. Yeah. I'm just
saying. Where you're going with that.
Backpedal. Okay, shall we go on to Bangkok?
Oh, my God. I thought we just came from Bangkok.
Bruce!
One night in Bangkok.
And the world's your oyster. Much between despair and ecstasy. What's the next line? I forget now. Anyway, we're in Bangkok, Thailand, where the their premier university, I don't know, I've blah, blah, do. I'm never going to be able to pronounce that. The school is, nope, not going to happen.
The school of
Distan
hard knocks.
Distanpundi Pundu.
Did you say Pundi?
Pundi Pundu.
The Pundi Pundu school in Bangkok.
Oh, wait, no. That
is this
was
the 7-Eleven training ground or something?
Okay, sorry. That's the dean of the department is Supakorn Distanpundi. Supakorn Distanpundi.
Dude, that's okay. like a new movie.
I'm exhausted now. Okay, the university's name is Chulalongkorn. Chulalongkorn.
Chula that Longkorn.
Okay, this is really bad. I don't want to make fun of these people. However,
but they should help yourself.
However, given what they let the students do, perhaps they deserve a bit of poking fun at.
The
dean had to apologize because the students in one of their art displays, they were doing this big mural display all over campus, one of their little celebrations. Well, the theme of the celebration was superheroes around the world, and one of the giant posters had a painting of Hitler.
Ooh, as a superhero?
Yes. Now, they tried to pass it off as if the kids were saying, this is the worst person in the world, and then all the superheroes are the good people, but nobody's buying that because he was the only dictator, bad person in the world. Everybody else, he is in a big mural behind, standing directly behind, raising his arm, behind Superman and Aquaman and Captain America.
Did he have a cape?
Well, they say he had some good ideas. He just went too far.
Oh, okay, you can send your mail to Mark.
Wow.
Now, part of the problem...
Wow.
Part of the problem is that the kids didn't really understand. These are university students, and in their school system, their history lessons revolve primarily around the history of Thailand and their kings, their line of kings. Their world history was like barely paragraphs, like a couple of days. Their whole entire education, so you can imagine the World War II was maybe 2 seconds.
Well, and depending on how it's laid out, there would be other leaders at other times that would seemingly be similar to Hitler. You'd have Alexander the Great, and you'd have Napoleon and all these other guys that were big conquerors. They might have just looked at them like they were just another conqueror or something.
Yes, but that was one of those moments. Oh, poodle pots. Now I've messed up the boozy news. Is that it? Yes, that's it. Okay, let's make that. All right, and now that I've... Oh, crap, I did it again.
Again, Shelly.
Shelly's new at using computers.
God.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com. Shelly, we have a topic.
And you picked it.
And you picked it, and you came up with the name for
it. Actually, Connor picked the topic.
Connor picked the topic, and you came up with the name for it.
Yes, the changing of the guard.
And what is the topic about?
So you've given up everything. Now what do you do? What do you move to? What do you change to? Lots of us change from one thing to another when we give up drinking, drugging, whatever.
Food is always a popular one.
Yes, unfortunately.
Switching addictions?
Kind of along those lines. Actually, absolutely along those lines.
Yeah, but when you switch the addiction, does it affect your life the same way? Like, part of the problem with the drugs and alcohol is that it negatively affects our lives in a really huge way. We're switching addictions. Does it negatively affect our lives?
I think it depends on the addiction. Like, for instance, if you... become a compulsive shopper for some reason. You just decide you're going to shop till you drop. You could have similar consequences to drugs and alcohol. It's not illegal, but you could certainly spend all your rent money going to foreclosure. You could be missing from the home for days and days, things like that. If you overeat, you could cause health problems. It's kind of weird because, like, drugs and alcohol, not only are they expensive, it's extremely... likely or highly increased risk of dying. You know, if you're over shopping, you're probably not going to have an increased likelihood of dying. Whereas if you're driving drunk, you do. Or if you're internet gaming or watching porn online or whatever your thing happens to be, you're probably not going to die internet gaming. Whereas you have a good chance of that. So I don't know.
That's not true. Remember that guy? We did the Boozy News story on that guy in Korea who gamed for 84 hours straight and died. He gamed himself to death. Remember that story?
Yeah, but that's one guy. That's like, kill like 12 guys in Southern California every day in drunk driving accidents. Probably more than that, actually. So, Shelly, what have you switched to?
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead,
please,
Mark.
No, please. He drives the show. Bruce is driving the short bus.
Yeah, really. What was the question?
What have you switched to?
I have too many to count now. I have yarn and pogo and the doggies and, you know, because I crochet a lot. I listen to audiobooks all the time. I read all the time. I'm...
FW?
Oh, Fish World. Yes, I play Fish World. But actually, I play Fish World, but most of the time when I'm doing Fish World activities, I'm usually in my group chatting to the girls, which isn't playing the game, but we met playing the game, but we're not really talking about Fish World anymore. So I guess it still counts. I don't know. I do all sorts of things.
Mark,
when I first got sober, it was cooking.
Are those
I like that one. I like the cooking one.
Are those switched addictions, though, or are those just things you do to fill your time?
Well, I mean, I don't know, because,
If you didn't play Fish World for a week,
yeah,
Would it greatly impact your life?
No, because I'd still be doing something computer-related. Because I'd most of the time...
She'd do it from her
I
Kindle.
Do it in the morning when I'm having my coffee.
She'd
I'd
play
still
from
be
her
sitting
Kindle.
There. No.
You ever cross the garage at 3 in the morning, Bruce, and find her sitting out here playing Fishworld?
No, because he's on the computer.
5 a.m.?
No, I'm never up at 5 a.m.
6:30 a.m.?
But it would be something else computer-related probably because I get online, I post the daily devotion for my church, I'm having my coffee. That's when all of the computer stuff happens.
How about you, Mark? You do anything addictively?
Food has probably become a problem. I don't know if it's...
A problem?
I don't know. It's a slight issue. I don't know if it's an addiction yet.
He's looking over at the peanut gallery to see what she has to say about that. So. She was over there behind you going, murmur, murmur, murmur.
Sugar.
Sugar addiction?
Which is bad for a diabetic.
Yeah.
I don't have a sugar addiction.
You have a sweet tooth.
A bit.
A bit. Just a little bit
Where's
of a
sweet 85 tooth. Box, by I was the way?
Say, yeah, when I said I was going to bring out the 85-degree box with the pastries in it, his eyes lit up like
I started
it was
scratching my arm.
I had a few.
Yeah?
I had a few. I got into gaming for a while where I was like super seriously into it. Like oh, yeah. I would never come home without playing. Yeah. Like it didn't matter if I came home at 6 o'clock, I'd start gaming. And I'd be gaming till forever. Now, I still game sometimes. Usually it's late. But I don't game like 24/7. It's like, Shelly's looking at me like somehow.
You never game with people in England so that they're on the same clock as you.
Yeah, but I never game until after midnight. Never.
Ever, never?
Yeah, I know. And there have been times when you've been doing the Angry Birds tournaments and you pass out in front of the computer at 4 in the morning.
Oh.
I know, but if I was... When I was doing cocaine, I'd do it all the time, anytime.
You use gaming till you pass out?
Yeah.
That might be a problem.
Well, you know what? I don't know that that's actually a function of the game. I think it's just because
the function of
you
the schedule.
Hit like 40 and pretty much you pass out whenever you're seated. I mean, I think that's just what happens.
What used to happen when I used to game is I was like World of Warcraft kind of game, and I would come home and I would game my day off. I would game... All like today was a day off. I haven't gamed at all. But before, I would get up first thing in the morning. I'd start gaming. I would game all the way through. I'd take breaks to go to the bathroom, go eat, come back, game. Get up, game, then eventually go to bed. And I get up in the morning, I game. But I don't do that anymore. But I like to game. I'm controlling my gaming now.
Actually, well, you're
gaming like a gentleman?
I'm gaming. My hats are off to myself.
He is actually gaming more like a gentleman because mm-hmm. when he, 14 years ago, mm-hmm. basically all we ever saw was the side of his head because he was glued to the screen. But now he plans it. Like, okay, I have an hour and a half. I don't have anything to do. I can play one game. And then he'll play and then I'll go off and do something else.
Well, what about the person who has a problem with prescription drugs and alcohol? And they stop doing that, but smoking pot on the weekends is okay.
It's not okay.
It is for them. Because they're not addicted. They were never addicted to pot.
Is it working for them?
Maybe.
Well, that's...
For now?
Well, I mean, if it's working for them, more power to them. I don't think it'll stay working for them. I think they will eventually go back to their drug of choice.
Yeah, you might as well.
You ain't sober.
Yeah.
If they're listening to the show, might as well go do it upright.
If you're a chronic masturbators anonymous and you become addicted to sex, is that changing addictions or just changing the delivery method?
I agree. I think it's just changing the
I'm
delivery
I'm just asking.
Method. I'll tell you what, though. I'm not holding hands at the end of that meeting.
No.
Just no. Not.
Nope.
It'd be like, I'm not be like picking anybody... up some warm pizza. Be like, no.
I'm putting a sheet down in the back seat so I can be right home, too.
Yikes.
I don't know. I think that anything that we do above other things that we should be doing may be dangerous. I mean, to be honest, I will sit in that chair that you're sitting in, Mark, and listen to an audiobook and crochet when I know for a fact there are dishes in the sink, there are other things that need to be done, I got to switch the laundry, and I'll sit there for an hour and crochet, which is not necessary. I've got other things I've got to do.
But you don't like miss work to do that.
No, but I never miss work to drink either. I never missed a day of work because
maybe you
I was hungover
alcoholic.
Or drinking. No, I was, I'm positive.
My mom
on that
never
one.
Missed a day of work either. The entire time she drank. And you know what? There was always a question. I didn't know if she was an alcoholic or not. You know, I wasn't always sure what would happen when she was drinking, but she'd go to work. She'd bring home a regular check. She was not a blow it in that fashion.
Uh-huh.
Not a drunk driver or anything like that. And I think it's hard for people to get sober that are like that. You know, if you're not paying some of those penalties that a lot of people pay,
yeah.
You're the functioning alcoholic, I think that's a rough one.
Yeah, but then we know somebody who did switch addictions, and he went to gaming, and he paid a severe price for that.
Our friend Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost his home, lost his girlfriend, lost his job, lost his health, I mean, everything. Ended up living in, like, the basement of his sister's house, still gaming. World of Warcraft.
Would come home from work on Friday night, would game until Monday morning. Not do anything but game. Get into work Monday morning, like completely passing out because he's been up for 3 days. Not smelling too good, I'm sure. And his girlfriend, finally, his fiance said, I'm done. And she was even a gamer. She was like a World of Warcraft player, too. And she goes, dude, you are out of control.
Yeah, I don't get it.
She has about 24, 25 years.
I don't get it.
Well, you ever seen people gamble, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
It's similar to that. It's just a different kind of game. It's just a slightly different game.
Yeah.
It's not the horse running. It's your guy running. And you could control him. Imagine if you get a bunch of gamblers around and they could control how fast the horse went and how well the horse ran. It would put a whole new spin on gambling.
Started a poker game at noon one day. We broke at 4, and all went back to work, reconvened at 7, went back to work at 8 a.m., reconvened at noon.
Wow.
It was a good poker game.
I don't know how to play poker.
Neither did a couple of the other guys who were there, fortunately.
That's why it was a good
poker game.
Neither did the two guys who had the most money.
I think I had Earthlink once who told me that he was a poker player and he was a professional poker player. I'm like, what are you doing working at Earthlink? He goes, well, because Earthlink's solid money and professional poker isn't always.
If you're a good professional poker player, it is always.
Well, you always have somebody else that's at the table that's also a good professional poker player. So one of you guys isn't winning when the other guy is.
Well, you know what they say. If you look around the table and you can't pick out the fish,
you're him.
You're him.
Well, I told him, I said, well, why don't you go play with these guys from Earthlink and just really take them? He goes, I don't play games like that. And he goes, why? He goes, I'll lose.
Yeah.
And I go, why? He goes, because you guys don't play right.
You don't know how to play.
You don't know how to play.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
What about, is it okay if your new addiction is supposedly healthful? Like
long distance running, the gym?
Exercising, yes. Is that okay if you're doing that to the exclusion of everything else?
Till your body starts to break down.
I don't think that nothing's good if you're doing it to the exclusion of all else.
I know, but the excuse is always, yeah, but it's good for me. This is a healthy addiction.
And that would be correct. But and if it's not causing you any problems, then have at it. If your wife's like, you go to the gym again? The children and I are here waiting for you. Then maybe it's not so good. I'm looking over at the peanut gallery. We have someone who visits the gym on occasion. He has experience with that. How's the love life going? Oh, they got back together. Oh, that's awesome.
That was an issue.
That was an issue, though. Sweet. So now we can expect to see him adding weight and flabbing up a little. He's not going to go to the gym anymore.
I'm pretty happy where I'm at right now, so.
Are you?
Yeah. I'd be happy to drop a few, but. Well, I'm pretty happy.
I'll take a few from you.
You can have all of mine. I because I can't move around because of my knees, I gained back almost all. Well, not almost all, because I'd have to go up two more sizes to get to where I was last summer. But really, so now I'm all depressed because I'm all fat again. Makes me sad.
I'm sorry, guys. I wear same size pants I wore in high school.
Which means you get to STFU.
Yeah, well, you know. Actually, pretty much same size shirt, too. You know what's funny? If I had ever saved, like, you know, the people, like, wear retro clothes. If I ever saved my Angel Flight suit, it would fit me perfectly. It'd be awesome. I could go to, like, some retro thing, and I'd fit right in. I could probably sell that suit for a few hundred bucks now, too.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, what would your final word on, what do we call it? Changing the guard be.
Changing of the guard. The devil's still the devil, regardless of what he's wearing.
Ooh.
Nice.
Devil with a blue dress on.
How about you, Mark? What would your final words be?
Watch yourself.
That's it. Damn. Well, I have to go with an old standby on this one. If you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. If it stops working for you, then do something different. Shelley.
Really? Because alcohol worked for me.
Have at it.
Nah.
It worked for me.
For a minute.
Well, then it didn't work for you, right? Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other way, me.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com. Oh. .com.
Okay, that's really annoying. Can we just not .com anything anymore?
Well, that just doesn't seem like fun.
I know, but do you seriously want to get...
Yeah.
You know what? I am not going back through 500 shows and removing the .coms from every single show. Not happening.
Wow, you just did it again.
No, I did it in a weird voice.
Oh, okay.
At any rate.
Oh, at least I do it in a weird voice.
So as long as my voice is different than the original voice, it's good?
Where was I? He runs the 12-Step Gazette. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Awesome. .com. Yeah, Mark,
yeah.
People are listening to the shoe.
They are.
The really big shoe.
Well, whatever .com they're listening to it on. We'd we're just having fun with Shelley here. However you're listening to the show, we appreciate you listening. What we do ask is that you go to recovery101.net.
.net.
And click on one of the current shows. I went on the other day, and I had to completely refollow.
Really?
I had to go fill everything out and refollow again. Yeah.
Mm.
So it's cool. So I'm a new follower.
Okay.
And an old follower.
It should show up there, too.
Yeah. So, but anyway, if you have to do that, go for it. But once you go on and you click one of the shows, you can like the show. You can go to permalink, and you can comment, and please, when you comment, if you have a show topic in mind, feel free to write it down.
Throw it on in there.
Yeah, please send us some show topics, because otherwise you're going to listen to this. Anyway, you can ask the playlists and follow and do all that fun stuff that we ask you to do, and thank you.
I'd like to point out something to the listeners, too, when we talk about show topics.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, there's about... approximately like 550 shows up there. That's a lot of damn topics. So, you know, you could help us out.
We should sign off soon.
It's almost time to do the steps and traditions again. That would give us a bunch of...
There's only 100 shows. We just repeat the topics. So
there's actually only
shows.
About 20 topics. We just find new ways to talk about them.
Could be. Could be.
So.
And they're all fine representations of those topics.
They are.
You can go on Facebook. You can look up our Recovery 101 radio show fan page. That's helpful to us because the friends lists are reaching critical mass again. because we kind of used personal pages, or I used a personal page like it was the show page, and now I max out on friends all the time. I currently have 480 requests and like 22 spots. So if you wanted to request to be a friend,
go on PayPal.
You could
send Bruce some money.
No, you could go and become a fan of the fan page.
Auction off those 22 spots.
Get everything there. We've got email addresses at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Our band of the month, Strangely All Right.
That is Strangely All Right. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.